Best Stop Cajun Market at Toledo Town. Open Monday through Sunday. For your convenience, phone number 318-719-7454. Best Stop, located close to you.
This is Melissa Vines, family nurse practitioner at Toledo Health, located on Highway 6 near Toledo Town. I want to thank everyone who has entrusted Toledo Health with your healthcare needs over the past year. At Toledo Health, we offer primary and acute care services. We are a full-service healthcare clinic. We offer appointments and walk-ins are always welcome. Call 318-508-5323 for an appointment. Toledo Health, quality care convenient to you.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemp Hill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, don't forget, today, any movie, any time, at Parkway Cinema is only $6. Go to a Kitty and a Cinema, click on the Parkway Cinema, find the movie you want, and anybody in the family, $6. That's today at Parkway Cinema. Our guest this morning is the Superintendent of Education for the State of Louisiana, Dr. Cade Brumley. Dr. Brumley, good morning to you.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for having me back. Always a fun time to have this conversation with individuals back home.
Well, and being from Sabine Parish, basketball's got to be one of the top items. And, boy, Sabine, Natchitoches, win. We got a lot of teams in basketball playoffs this year.
Well, look, those kids grew up with basketballs in their hands. You know, they probably go to sleep with them at night. So I'm really excited to hear some of the teams that are making a run in the playoffs, and certainly want to wish everyone well.
I want to take you back in history for a moment. I was thinking this morning, and I was trying to remember how many superintendents of education through the years that we've had on, and it's been a bunch. And during that time, I had a state representative tell me one time, Ted, the reason we're 48th in the nation is that we improve, but all the other states improve, which means that we'll never be out of 48th. And you came on board as a superintendent of education. We now rank 32nd. Is that correct?
Yeah. So look, the nation's report card came out a few weeks ago, and this is what is used across the country to make those particular rankings. And you know, being from Louisiana, a native, obviously, you know, I have always heard, well, you're 49th or you're 50th, or thank God for Mississippi, or you would be 50th, and those are things that, you know, I've heard my entire life, and I think that we have in many ways in this state just been conditioned to think we are last academically. But I'm really thankful for the work that teachers have done over the last few years. And when the rankings came out a few weeks ago, nationally, Louisiana's academic outcomes in K-12 education were now 32nd in the country. So in 2019, we were 49th. We were able to move up in 2022 to 43rd or 44, and now we're 32nd. And Ted, I'll tell you, for two consecutive cycles of the nation's report card, Louisiana has led the country in growth for reading in fourth grade. And this time, we were actually in the top five in the country for math and growth. So we have a long way to go. But it's pretty neat and pretty cool to think about the fact that right now, across the nation, Louisiana is ranked number 32. And so we have obviously received a lot of attention from across the country, wanting to know about some of the policies and practices that were put in place. But I'm just really thankful, and I am satisfied that we're making progress. But, you know, we still have a lot of work to do.
Was this a combination of things or a single thing that moved us so quickly?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of things. I think we've put in place a comprehensive set of reforms. We have really focused on the science of reading, which is just a fancy word, Ted, for saying we're going back to the basics and teaching kids phonics and, you know, how to break down words and turn them into sentences and have them read rich curriculum and books. And so that's paying off. We've done things in math. To return to foundational skills such as, you know, multiplication tables and those types of things. And for instance, you know, say it's symbolic or say it's practical, but I sent flashcards to every elementary school and every elementary classroom in the state for math facts. And so we're trying to do everything that we can on this reading and math piece just to return to foundational skills. So I think that's made a big difference. We've worked to elevate the teaching profession and remove distractions, whether it's additional paperwork and bureaucracy or misbehaviors in the classroom. There's a lot of work there to correct those things. We've done a good job of kids who needed a little extra help, getting them tutoring. So it's really a combination of things that we've done, but we know that the progress is real. When you have groups like, you know, Fox News and CNN and all these other national outlets trying to reach out to people in Louisiana to figure out what we're doing academically, that's a good sign.
By the way, Brent Littlefield, I don't know if you know Brent or not, he was very instrumental with Governor Landry on his election. He was with us a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about the importance of, I think it's March 29th, the amendment's coming up, and if I understand correctly, Amendment Number 2 has a $2,000 a year pay raise for teachers.
Yeah, and I can't, as an agency employee, endorse or oppose. But what I'll tell you, Ted, is personally, I hope that passes and teachers get this permanent pay raise. And one of the reasons I'm comfortable in saying that is because it's not going to be an instance that creates an additional tax burden on the public. So basically what's happening is, and I know this gets very technical, but a fund that has existed in Baton Rouge for a long time is being used to pay off a portion of the pension system. And by doing that, it lessens the overall load that local school systems are having to pay for the pension system. And so the idea is then they can take that funding and turn that into a permanent teacher pay raise. And so this is why, for me, as you know, a conservative fiscally, that I can support this personally, because you know I think our teachers always deserve a pay raise, and this one does it in a way that doesn't really cause an additional tax burden on the public, which I think is good.
By the way, Jeff Landry with us sometime in the middle of March to talk about this. Well, I guess the biggest concern I got, Dr. Bromley, is March the 29th is not a date that a lot of people will go to the polling places, and it's important to have a good voter turnout for this election.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's important just from a civic standpoint to understand what's on the ballot. You know, that's not the only issue on the ballot in terms of constitutional amendments, and this is all a result of the tax session, the special session on tax that the governor called and worked with the legislature to work through a few bills, and so that will all be on the ballot. So just want to encourage the public to be as informed as they possibly can and go out and vote as appropriate.
One of the things I also noticed, not only 32nd in the nation, but Louisiana ranked first in the nation for reading and second for math on the Harvard and Stanford's latest education recovery scorecard. That's pretty amazing at that young age.
Yeah, more good news. So Harvard and Stanford worked together to create a recovery scorecard, which basically they looked at a lot of data points on from the pandemic and how states have recovered in terms of academic learning loss. And what they found is that Louisiana is the only state in the entire country where the average student has recovered from any learning loss as a result of the pandemic. So that was pretty impressive to have that particular study come out as well. And so, again, Ted, you know, we talk about being 32nd in the country. We talk about leading the country in literacy growth. We talk about the Harvard, Stanford, and it's just hard for people in our state to grasp that. I mean, it's hard for me. But it's real, it's true, and it's really good news that we're turning this thing around and making progress. But it's hard to be arrogant when still too many kids can't read, too many can't do math. And in many cases, kids are stuck in failing schools. So just a ton of work left to do.
I need to go to commercial break. Before I do, I want to ask this. We got some great universities in Louisiana, right here close to home, Northwestern, Louisiana Tech, LSU. But a number of students want to go out of state to more select colleges. Dropping the rankings for Louisiana down to 32nd, how much does that aid a student in Louisiana in getting into a more prestigious college?
Yeah, sounds good. Good conversation. And certainly we want to do everything that we can so that students have the ACT scores and GPAs that make them competitive for scholarships.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Cade Brumley. Be back in a moment. Going to talk about the Ten Commandments. Can you list them now in schools? Broadline Services. We're across from Sabine. Retirement and rehab. Maybe it's time to look at that bathroom and remodel it. Custom build it. They can do it for you. Tim or Juanita, the people to talk to. 318-652-1215. Go to broadlines.org. Let them take care of your needs. They can do it today. And what a great job they will do.
Hi, I'm Abigail Chevalier, a nursing student at Northwestern State University. Northwestern is proud to graduate more registered nurses than any other college in the state. Believe me, you'll want to come to Northwestern. With dedicated resources across campuses in Natchitoches, Alexandria, Leesville, and Shreveport, Northwestern is committed to delivering a top-quality nursing education. Here's the best part. 100% of nursing students are hired before graduation or shortly thereafter. Visit nsu.la/healthcare to learn more about our nursing programs and start your journey towards a rewarding future.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give your prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, welcome back. Maybe you've been walking into your home for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Looks the same. Want to change it, redecorate it? Nichols can help you. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manny. They're ready to do that. Stop in and see the Moore family. They've been there for over 100 years, giving great service. Dr. Cade Brumley, our guest this morning. And let's talk about Liz Burrow was with us, I think, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And during her monthly program, I asked her, what about the Ten Commandments? She said, Ted, I think there's five parishes that the lawsuits against the rest can publish the Ten Commandments in her school following the guidelines, and the Attorney General's office will defend any legal action taken against them. Anybody yet putting those Ten Commandments up?
I think there's some movement there. We have had to stay out of that conversation a good bit, Ted. I don't think people realize that the actual legal suit on the Ten Commandments, I am the named defendant. That case is Roark v. Brumley, and I am the lead defendant on that case. So why is that?
I don't understand. Why is that?
Well, because when the legislature passed the law and then the governor signed it, it fell over to me for implementation. And so the lawsuit that was filed, Roark v. Brumley, is essentially to prevent me from setting rules and the procedures for implementation in the classrooms across the state of the state law. I am the named defendant in that case. And so what I typically just tell people is, you know, the legislature, they with overwhelming margins, they approved this bill from Representative Horton in Bossier. And I was there personally when the governor enthusiastically signed the bill. I think ultimately it will be up in classrooms. The Ten Commandments will be up in classrooms across the state of Louisiana. And it's hard to argue that the Ten Commandments are pretty good laws to live by. And it's also pretty hard to argue against the fact that, you know, that if you look at it in terms of a historical context, it has shaped much of the legal system and way of life across the United States. So, I mean, I think that with Liz and the AG's office, that they feel like we're in a pretty good position to defend this case. And, you know, our counsel at the Louisiana Department of Education is assisting, and we feel like we're in a pretty good place, and this thing's going to keep moving forward.
So you got Liz as your attorney.
That's right. Yep. So Liz Merle, the AG, is actually representing me with the support of legal counsel that we have within our agency. And so we feel pretty good around where we are, we'll see this thing moving forward. But, you know, it's certainly something that has garnered a lot of attention both in our state and nationally.
Have you ever seen Liz in court?
Not in court per se, but certainly behind the scenes in conference and in meetings where we've discussed various legal issues that are pressing for the state of Louisiana, both in her time as AG, but also, you know, she was Solicitor General of the state prior to that time.
Right. Liz can make the other side cry. Yeah, you could not have a better legal counsel than Liz Merle. You recently sent out a letter to the school systems regarding Trump's administration's recent actions concerning DEI. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it falls in line with where we've been as an agency. You know, I have for some time said that, you know, critical race theory, CRT, has no place in K-12. You know, I've talked publicly at the legislature about DEI being problematic in schools and distraction. And, you know, the Trump team has come into office and has provided information to states that they too do not want DEI activities in schools across America because they view it as discriminatory. And so what I did was I took that official letter from the Trump administration and I crafted a letter of my own and sent that out to school systems across the state and advised them that they need to make sure that they do not have DEI practices in their schools, and they need to make sure that they are not moving forward with these types of activities because they are discriminatory in nature. And so also wanted to remind them that their funding would be in jeopardy should they continue to or decide to pursue DEI-type activities in their schools. And so that's been well received, I would say, by most of the state. There are obviously individuals that are very passionate about that on the other side that aren't very happy with me, but that's where we are, and we'll continue to work to help ensure that those types of discriminatory practices aren't taking place in K-12 schools across the state of Louisiana.
And, of course, that's probably nationwide because you got the Trump administration. Statewide, you got the Landry administration. You're in office with the DEI kind of taking a back burner. Is that going to change education with this happening like this? I assume it will.
Well, I think so. I mean, we talked earlier about Louisiana's rise in the national rankings, and part of that is because we haven't been chasing, you know, radical ideologies. We've just, you know, we've tried to focus on teaching kids to read and do math. And that's what we need to continue to do and get better at that and elevate the teaching profession and empower the parents and those types of things, which have nothing to do with CRT and DEI or any of these other pursuits that are distracting. And so we agree with the Trump administration on this position. We agree with the Landry administration on the position. And I mean, we've been there, you know, I've been there. Our agency has been there for, you know, a term prior to both President Trump and Governor Landry. So it's good to have them now in place to affirm and support where we have been.
Quick question before we go to a commercial break. With 32nd in the nation under your leadership, do we spend a few months celebrating or do we start trying to get lower than 32nd?
We spent about 10 minutes and then we were back at the whiteboard trying to figure out how to push it forward. And also just trying to do as much as we can to acknowledge teachers across the state that got us there because they're the ones, you know, doing the hard work every day.
We're going to take a break. Dr. Cade Brumley is our guest this morning, Superintendent of Education, Northwestern State University. You realize they're the number one university in the state for the nursing profession? Guaranteed job, great programs. Are you thinking about becoming a nurse? Check with Northwestern State University first. Great program, great cost, great service, great education. Northwestern State University. Go online.
Here are some safety tips from Sheriff Aaron Mitchell and the Sabine Parish Sheriff's Department. Make sure you have a working fire and smoke detector and a carbon monoxide detector in your home. Change the batteries every 3 to 4 months just to be safe. And if the alarm sounds, believe it. Leave the house and call 911. Always operate a generator in well-ventilated areas. Never inside your home and never inside a closed garage. And only use gas appliances for cooking. Never for heating your home. This message brought to you by Sheriff Aaron Mitchell and the Sabine Parish Sheriff's Department.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Is it time for that eye exam? If it is, maybe you should think about our friends at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They provide 15 locations for your convenience. Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. Routine eye exams, fitting for glasses, contacts, eye surgery. They do it all. 318-487-2020. Go to laeyeandlaser.com. Dr. Cade Brum is our guest. Quick question. So we're 32nd in the nation in education. How do we determine how our own parish, if you're in Beauregard, Vernon, Sabine, Natchitoches, DeSoto, how do you determine how well they're doing?
Well, what you really have to do there, Ted, is you have to look at our school rating system that we use as a state. So every year we issue school performance scores and district performance scores and an associated letter grade. We are making some shifts to that, so not this year, but next year that will be a new rating system that is used across the state of Louisiana. And what we really try to do is just raise the expectation there. We tried to provide additional emphasis on growing students academically year over year and more emphasis on career and technical education and tradescraft and vocational skills that have been diminished for too long. You know, we've told kids for too long they've got to go to college or they're lesser than, and I think that's been a mistake when, you know, we need plumbers and electricians and HVAC repair people and they can earn a good living. And so the new system will go in place in a couple of years there in terms of the announcements of letter grades and performance profiles, but that's the best place to look. Whenever you look at something like the Nation's Report Card that puts Louisiana at 32nd, they don't give us individual system results because that particular assessment that they give is given across the state, and they don't break it down by parish.
We're just about out of time. Anything we've missed this morning?
Well, I just want to continue to communicate the importance of, you know, parents working with their local teachers and local leaders and communicating there and asking questions and giving grace and those types of things, because if we're going to continue to improve, I absolutely know that it requires parental engagement and parental involvement and parents being in the driver's seat around their own kids' education. And so the more we can have communication between schools and parents, I just think the better off it is for the kid.
In just about every parish where we have radio stations, the enrollment at public education is declining. Is that the case statewide?
Yeah, and what we see is about a 5% decline over the last 10 years, which tracks with, you know, the decline of the state. Interestingly, and I know we're tight, the private school decline has been about 11% over that same amount of time. So, Ted, that tells me this isn't just necessarily a public school issue. It's an economic issue. We need lower insurance. We need, you know, car insurance that's not so high. We need, you know, home insurance that doesn't double overnight. We need better job and economic policies. We need less crime. And so those are things that I'm really excited about the governor and the legislature working on to make real progress. But Louisiana is the only state, really, over the last few years where you've had a decline in population, whereas you see other southern states really making this southern renaissance. And so I'm hopeful we can all be part of that, and we can flip that around. And I think that there's promise to do that.
Dr. Cade Brumley, our guest this morning. Dr. Brumley, thanks so much for sharing your time. Look forward to visiting again.
And good luck to all the teams in the basketball playoffs.
To walk hand in hand.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by Bowles Welding and Tractor.